Hello, it's Richard Matthew here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Ree Chakraborty.
Thank you, Richard.
We continue our news items with an open door policy at a cool new resource, and a deaf association is looking for a new home. But first, from Carrow Road, comes a salute to the Irish Messy.
Few things in life have the ability to excite and enthuse quite like football. And for the last decade, few things have excited and enthused Norwich City fans quite like Wes Houlihan. The 35-year-old forward, who retired from Republic of Ireland duty earlier in the season and is out of contract come the summer, has spent almost 9 years and 10 months at City, notching 351 appearances and 53 goals across the top three tiers of English football with the club. Houlihan was named City's Player of the Season for the first time last May, having helped earn Norwich three promotions, two of them to the Premier League, where Houlihan posted 112 appearances, 12 goals and 19 top-flight assists. It's fair to say he's lived up to Glenn Roeder's billing that new heroes were needed at Carrow Road back in 2008, when the Irishman was signed from Blackpool for £250,000.
Patients had operations cancelled because a hospital was so short of beds, it had to use wards meant for day surgery for emergency patients instead. The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital was using its day procedure unit, where patients have minor surgery, to house patients staying overnight and in emergencies. It meant the capacity of the operating theatres was reduced because patients coming in for surgery the next day could not be seen until recovery rooms for theatres had been cleared of beds, according to one source. That led to more patients having operations cancelled. The number of cancelled operations peaked in February at 267, around 10 a day. The latest month figures are available. For the hospital said 60% of cancelled operations that month were because of bad weather. But overall, in 2017/2018, the biggest reason for the 1,157 cancelled operations were a lack of capacity at operating theatres and bed shortages. There were around 15% fewer operations carried out than planned in February. The hospital confirmed it was using the day procedure unit, the DPU, as an escalation area until April the 11th because of high demand over winter. But Chief Operating Officer Richard Parker said, "We have been really effective at maintaining the day case programme during the winter period, despite future operations being carried out this February than the previous 2 years. The DPU still carried out 3,500 procedures in December, January, February," said Mr. Parker.
What better way to cool down on a hot spring day than with an ice cream? As the sun finally arrived, a Norwich food producer got back to serving up creamy delights to city centre visitors. Lakenham Creamery, which has had a presence in the same spot on Norwich Market since the 1930s, closed its stall last year after unforeseen circumstances forced bosses to temporarily scale down the business. But it rolled up the shutters on stall 8 once more, just in time to start churning out cool treats to sweltering shoppers as temperatures rocketed into the mid-20s. The company, based in Trafalgar Street, Lakenham, launched its Norfolk County brand in the 1980s, inspired by an American ice cream maker using fresh cream in its products to create a more adult premium ice cream. New flavours introduced by Lakenham Creamery this year include mascarpone and fig and gooseberry and elderflower.
It is a cool new way to reduce food waste and strengthen communities. And now Hearties is the latest place to have a community fridge. St Francis Church is the home to the 9th community fridge in Norfolk, places where surplus food is shared between people by local businesses and individuals. Norfolk is the forefront of the national movement. The next largest area is London, which according to the Community Fridge Network has 7 fridges. At the official opening at St Francis, speakers took the opportunity to emphasise that the project was not a food bank, but for everyone else to use. The Reverend Heather Cracknell, Vicar of St Francis, said, it actually won't work properly unless everyone chips in and uses it. So don't feel guilty about coming along and having a go, no matter what your situation. Hartey's Community Fridge is open Tuesday, 2:30 to 4 p.m, Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
When faced with a long train journey, it can often be tricky for commuters to think of how to pass the time. But now a train company believes it has come up with the answer by installing a mini library at railway stations for passengers to read during their journeys. The idea was set up by the Wherry Lines Community Rail Partnership for people travelling between Norwich, Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft, with hope to expand to other lines in the future. More than 300 books have been donated by members of the public and railway staff, with bookcases installed at the three stations as well as at Reedham. It is hoped that the new library collection will appeal to readers of all ages. It is also anticipated that the books will eventually travel across other railway lines in the region to reach more readers.
A judge has warned drug dealers that Norfolk juries are not stupid, as he jailed a 21-year-old from London for 4.5 years. After being found by police alone at a house in Argyle Street, Shaquille Kwabua denied possession with intent to supply crack cocaine and heroin. It was despite being surrounded by 123 individual wraps of crack cocaine and heroin with a street value of £1,280. At the trial, a jury convicted him on all accounts, and Judge Andrew Shaw told Kwabua, "Your cynical attempt to brazen it out in front of a jury was as unimpressive as it was futile."
A Norfolk charity is faced with having to find a new home after a planning application was lodged to turn its headquarters into extra flats. The Norfolk Deaf Association currently operates out of Graphic House on Thorpe Road in Norwich. However, the building's landlord has lodged an application with Norwich City Council to expand the site and change the ground floor to student accommodation. If successful, the development would see an additional 15 en-suite student flats added to the building, 7 on the ground floor and a further 8 on a new third floor of the building. However, it would also leave the Deaf Association in need of finding a new headquarters, with its current agreement set to expire at the end of the month. The application reads, quote, "Due to the rapid expansion of the general student population throughout Norwich as a whole, and especially the student population of the Norwich University of the Arts, there is a current lack of good quality student accommodation in close proximity to the city centre. The location of the site is ideal in terms of accessibility and proximity to town centre services, retail and entertainment facilities." End of quote. Graphic House was built in the 1970s and until 2004 was solely used as offices.
And now to Information Desk.
It's Information Desk.